Listening Library presents The Fires of Merlin, Book 3 of The Lost Years of Merlin by T.A. Barron. Read for you by Kevin Isola.
Hi, this is T.A. Barron. Once again, this wizard is full of surprises. Now, Merlin first surprised me long ago. In his typically mysterious way, he pointed out that despite all the books, poems, and songs that have been written about him over the centuries, virtually nothing had ever been told about his youth. For there to be such an enormous gap in the lore about a character so rich, complex, and intriguing was strange indeed. So when Merlin invited me to serve as his scribe, while he revealed at last the story of his lost years, I couldn't possibly refuse. Even so, I wondered whether it was really possible to add a new strand or two to the already wondrously woven tapestry of myth surrounding this fellow. And would the newly created threads fit with the rest of the weaving? Would their color, weight, and texture still feel part of the whole? Would they, in short, feel true? Somehow, I needed to hear Merlin's voice. Not the voice of the worldly enchanter, all-seeing and all-knowing, whom the world has come to celebrate. Far from it. Down inside that legendary wizard, buried beneath centuries of struggles, triumphs, and tragedies, was another voice. The voice of a boy. Uncertain, insecure,